listening to We're Having Fun on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Stay tuned, party people.
What's up? You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Jamie, and you're listening to a show. This is We're Having Fun, a show that I haven't done in like 3 weeks because I was getting a new time slot. Fortunately, it's the same time slot I had over the summer, so if you have been listening for the past few weeks hoping for me to come on air, here I am. My show is Sundays 2 to 3 for the rest of the semester. If you're just tuning in, whether you're a long-time listener, which you're probably not, or you're tuning in for the first time, thank you, and that's what my show will be. Today is a kind of a special show because I technically do have guests. However, they are trainees. They're trained to be DJs. I've done this before. It's a lot of fun to train these DJs, or I should say pre-DJs. But by the end of the process, they will be DJs, and I'm super excited. I will introduce them later on in the show because we got a lot of stuff to cover, so I'm not going to waste too much time. However, I do have to read this. On Sunday, October 2nd, which is today, residents, neighbors, and friends are invited to celebrate the 14th Annual Community Day at Tufts University from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday, October 2nd. The event will take place on the Academic Quad at Tufts Medford and Somerville campus and is co-sponsored by the two cities. Highlights of the day include music and dance performances by student groups, pumpkin painting, crafts, face painting, and other activities for children, plus complimentary lunch and refreshments. Community Day is free and open to the public. All events are handicap accessible, and free parking is available. Events, including lunch, will take place on the main academic quad at the top of the hill by Goddard Chapel, Blue Hall, and the Statue of Jumbo. Community Day will be held rain or shine. For more information, just search the web for Tufts Community Day. This is a public service message from the Tufts Office of Community Relations and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Yeah, go out to that. It's a lot of fun. I got some free food. It was really cool. Also, WMFO is currently hosting a donations drive, which we do every year. So please, if you'd like to support the station, please consider making a donation to WMFO. I believe the link is on the website if you'd like to donate on WMFO.org. Anyway, I got some training to do, so we're going to get right into it. How about some new music? I am all for that. Here is a song by Preoccupations, formerly known as Viet Cong. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. We're having fun. Welcome back. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. Specifically, we're having fun. My name is Jamie. Let's go back through over the songs we just heard. First you heard Preoccupations with Degraded off of their newest self-titled release, Preoccupations, formerly known as Viet Cong until they changed their name because people didn't like that name and they were just like, all right, whatever. So then they changed it to a less offensive name. They have a tendency to do, because Preoccupations was actually formed out of a band called, two of the members of Preoccupations, formerly known as Viet Cong, came from a band called Women, which consisted of all men. So they have a way of making names that, like, maybe rub people the wrong way. But I think, I don't think there's anything offensive about Preoccupations, so that's good. It's a pretty good album. I highly suggest it. It's pretty dark and post-punky, but if you're into that sort of thing, go for it. Off of Jag Jag You Are, who Bon Iver is also that label. Bon Iver is also on that label. After that, Interpol with Obstacle One off of Turn Off the Bright Lights, their big time debut back in 2001. Some more post-punk for you guys. And before that, you might have recognized that as Radiohead, but a Radiohead song you have probably never heard before. That's because they just released a new single off of their, a single from their special edition of A Moon-Shaped Pool. So along with the vinyl release, they came with a CD with Spectre, which came out last Christmas, and then this song called Ill Wind. Which is really chill. I literally just downloaded it and listened to it this morning, and I was like, is this Radiohead? This sounds like smooth jazz. It's weird. But yeah, no, good times, fun. Cool. As I said before, I have three trainees in the station with me today. Cool. Let's just go around. Let's just do a quick introduction. Even though I know you guys already, let's do a quick intro. Say your name, and say, let's say what band you're into right now, or what bands you're into right now, or artists, or whatever. Because you guys said we're all into music, which is really dope. So yeah, let's just do that. Max, go ahead.
My name's Max. At the moment, I'm pretty into rap, so I really like Run the Jewels.
Oh, word. Run the Jewels is awesome. I remember when Run the Jewels 2 came out, I like so wanted to play them on the radio, like so bad, but like obviously, I went through and like censored all the songs I wanted to play, like with GarageBand. I just went through and like, it took a long time, but it was totally worth it. Yeah, sure. It's awesome. They're currently recording Run the Jewels 3, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. So, nice. Yeah, looking forward to that. It's pretty dope. What are you, Ari?
Nice. My name's Ari, and as Jamie said, I'd say because I went to the Chance concert the other night, it would have to be Chance. I'd have to lend him my loyalties right now.
What do you think of Coloring Book?
It's fantastic.
Dope.
It's the combination of that with Frank Ocean's new album is...
Mm. It has been such a great year for music.
It is emotional.
Yeah. Such a good year for music. I feel like every band I like, almost every band I like, is putting out an album this year, which is, like, pretty amazing. Like, yeah, cool.
Wow, Frank Ocean, someone I know. I never thought I'd hear anything. My name's Charlie. So my wife and I got invites to some tiny gig down in the Fenway the other night and saw a band called Royal Teeth, who are kind of poppy, but kind of 80s pop. And they're really, really good. Very strong album.
Right.
I think it's just called Royal Teeth. But I'm not sure about the name. But it was really, really good night. Free beer. Hey.
Always
could
a
be,
plus.
Could be worse.
Who's that, Fenway?
Bill's Bar, right nice. By Fenway. You know that place? Right at the far end.
Is that near like Wally's?
Yeah. It's not near. Yeah.
Jimmy, you're not from Boston, are you?
I'm from two towns outside of Boston, actually.
Oh, where?
Yeah, Westwood, Massachusetts.
Oh, I'm from Denham.
What?
Half my house is in Westwood.
Sorry, what? Yeah. Wait, that's so funny. Yeah. Oh, we got to talk about that. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's super funny, dude. Yeah, I guess me and Ari, I guess, live like 20 minutes outside of Boston, but like 40 minutes away from here because it's more northernish. Anyway, yeah, that's awesome. That's
no, so cool. Just, you know, it was free, so we went along and
yeah.
saw a couple of really, really good bands.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm always kind of wary about going to see like new band, like going to a concert for like new bands, because like sometimes it can be awesome and sometimes I feel like it can be terrible.
But that's the whole point.
I know, exactly. So like when it pays up, like when it's good, it's like, it feels really good. So yeah. Awesome. Good stuff. All right, we're going to get back into it because I got some more training stuff to do. Hopefully you folks have been enjoying the music so far. How about some Grizzly Bear to keep things going on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Southern Point is calling us. All haven on the Southern Point is calling us. And faced with all the obvious, she'll carry us. Avert your eyes from all.
those winds and nights.
Cast a roll for you. Found the sun.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. My name is Jamie. This is We're Having Fun. Let's go over what you just heard real quick. First heard Grizzly Bear with Southern Point off of the Cotamest, the 2009 release. And before that, Future Islands with Spirit. And then before that, after that, you had Beach House with Other People off of Bloom, which is a fantastic album. They released two albums last year, which are less fantastic in my opinion. But that, in my Bloom, in my opinion, is a classic. We're going to get right back into it with more tunes coming up for you. Let's do, how about some Wilco? 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Like a coat
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. I don't know what that sound is coming from. What is that sound coming from? Whose mic is that coming from? Ooh, Mike 4, who's the culprit? That's a problem. They should probably get that checked out at some point. Or maybe it'll just go away. Anyway, yeah. Sorry, Charlie, I'm going to have to turn your mic off just to keep that buzzing from going on. It's actually not that bad. Cool. Well, all right, going back over what we just heard. You just heard The Yabba by Battles off their latest album, La-Di-Da-Di. Bit of a letdown for me, but it's an okay album, I guess, if you're into math rock and you really like Battles. Before that, Fleet Foxes with Drops in the River off their Sun Giant EP. And finally, before that, St. Vincent with Hysterical Strength off Strange Mercy. And then finally, before that, Wilco with If I Ever Was a Child off of their newest album, Schmilko. A very easy, fun listen. Wilco's just kind of making whatever the heck kind of music they want at this point, which is, like, good for them. You know what? Good for them. I'm going to end this off with a request from my dad. Oh, also, thank you, trainees, for coming in. I'll have the trainees in next week as well. And then they'll be all set to become real live DJs, which is super exciting. Thanks, guys, for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Let's play us out with some Dixie Dregs, which is a band I've never heard of, but my dad wanted me to play. It turns out they play jazz fusion. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford. I'll be back next week. Fun, fun, fun. Wow.